But anyway, this is Chris Coleman, not Chris Horn. Chris is the recruiting reporter for TechSideline.com and the Saber. This Chris Coleman is kind of a general assignment guy. Chris, welcome to the show. Welcome to TechSideline.com.
Thank you very much. Good to be on with you.
Let me get a little background, kind of introduce you like we're putting you on the witness stand, establish your credentials, and then we'll talk some recruiting and other stuff. You are actually a recent graduate of Virginia Tech, right? You are from where, and how did you get to Tech?
Well, that's correct. I'm from around Danville, Virginia, in Pennsylvania County, and, you know, I always wanted to go to Tech growing up, so I went to Tech, did a little bit of work with the VTTV, covering practices, doing a television show based on Tech sports. You know, I met Will a few years ago. He decided to bring me in as an intern to take a little load off his shoulders, and everything just worked out from there, and I'm happy to be aboard.
Past year, right?
Yeah. In fact, I started interning with Will last August, I want to say, and then interned there all throughout my senior year and graduated this past May and just started full-time this past summer.
What did you get your degree in?
I got a degree in history, actually. It doesn't make much sense, but...
Well, you need to know a lot of history. I know Will certainly does. I love having Will Stewart on because he can talk at length about so many things that happened ages ago in Tech sports, which, you know, predates my coverage and my knowledge. So, you know, there's a little history involved in what you're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I've learned a lot from Will. You know, a lot of, you know, he just completed a series of articles on the Tech program when they got put on probation back in the 80s, and it was really interesting helping do some of the research for that. And so I guess you could kind of consider, I'm not technically doing anything in history, but, you know, a little bit of Tech sports history is thrown in there.
Now, what prompted you to get into this business rather than doing something more historical? That's an interesting career choice, and as somebody who's in the, at least the old version of the media, the newspapers, you know, the internet is the new version of the media, and it's getting more and more popular, and I'm interested in what led you in that direction.
Well, I've always been a Tech sports junkie, and you know, I've always really loved history, but, you know, you got to be honest, there's not really many jobs available in history unless you want to teach. And,
yeah, no,
you know,
thanks. No offense to teachers. My wife's one, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this opportunity, it's just what presented itself when I graduated, you know. So it's tough to turn down, you know. And people that I know will tell you that I probably talk them to death about Tech sports, and they probably wish I'd shut up every now and then. So now getting paid to talk about something I really enjoy, I don't guess you could beat that.
Yeah, that is a great deal, and I guess this is a good time for me to get in a plug. TechSideline.com has a lot of free content and a lot of paid content. A lot of their recruiting stuff is paid. Columns, game analysis, you have to be a TSL Pass member to get that, and that's on the Tech Beat Radio Show's list of required reading, the TSL Pass. You click on any of the past articles, or I think the redesign, you've got a link right on the front page to subscribe. It's good money spent because you not only get Chris Horn's recruiting updates, you get Will's articles, you get some of Chris's stuff. Chris, you've been doing a little bit of everything. I noticed some game reports, some of the news and notes. They've got you, you know, and I guess since you're new there, you might even be fetching Will Stewart his coffee, but they're not bringing you in slow. They're throwing you out there and letting you write.
Will's more of a Mountain Dew guy, actually, but... yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. Game previews, game recaps. I do some pay articles, you know, customer service. I mean, basically, you know, except for the maintenance of the site, really, you know, you name it, and I do it. I'm kind of spread around to all different parts of the site, but it's been a really good time, a lot of good experience.
Now, one of the things you guys have launched a little bit of redesign, and you're adding all kinds of content. I know Will was excited to bring you aboard. Part of the new content is a lot of audio that started last year. In fact, this segment will be on that website tomorrow, so we can listen to ourselves and see how great we sound, or, you know, at least one of us sounds, that would be you. But what other kind of things do you have in the works at Tech Sideline?
Well, that audio stuff, we really weren't sure how that was going to be received, but and it's, you know, it kind of started off slowly, but I think people have kind of jumped on the bandwagon lately, and it's something, you know, we would like to do more of, but we've just got so many other projects right now. First, we got to get the site back up to speed and running, obviously, and, you know, once we do that with two of us on board, the best thing about that is our content is going to be coming out at a regular basis. You know, you don't have to log in and say, oh, when is Riley Hokie's Keys to the Game coming out? You know it's going to be there on Thursday afternoon, and it's just going to be a much much better run website with two people on board after we added me. Our editorial plan is a lot stronger. One of my favorite features is something we've started doing this year is the photo galleries. You know, I think that adds a lot to the site. You throw a couple of photos into each article you do, and I think that really adds a lot of depth to the content that we put out.
You know, I know it was moving a little bit slow, particularly the message boards right after you did the redesign, but the last couple of days, at least on my end, it looks like that problem is fixed and you guys are running smooth as silk again. Now, I'm knocking on wood as I say that. I don't want you to then go back on and everything crashes, but it looks like that's ironed out.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet, but, you know, I mean, we think we're kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, or at least we hope so. I know our programmer has been putting in a lot of work, you know, as has Will, and there's been a lot of customer service to deal with, but we feel like once everything's done and we get everything running smoothly, everything's going to work out for the best.
All right, well, let's talk recruiting a little bit. I know last year Chris Horn and Will would alternate weeks, and it was kind of like having, with Chris being the reporter, the play-by-play guy, and then Will would come on as my color analyst. We would look back at past classes. Chris would keep us up to date with visits. Will and I would, I'd get the big picture perspective. And I see you as kind of falling in the middle because Chris Horn is still doing the day-to-day reporting work, but you keep up with it. You know, you're obviously posting a lot of his stuff up there and reading it. So I'm going to count on you when you make your appearances here to do a little bit of both. Now, Chris's earlier segments, what we've done is we've gone over the 9 commitments so far and done a little look at, you know, what the rest of the class may look like, what Virginia's done. Let me just get real quick. I got one specific question I want to ask you that may have to wait till after the break. But the 9 members so far, Chris Coleman, not Chris Horn, you think Tech is off to a good start with what it has so far?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty solid start. We got a couple of good defensive linemen in Mike G and Dale Robertson, and obviously that's one of the main needs of this year's class is defensive line. Plus, another thing that I think is a really good sign is, you know, most of these guys are from out of state, and Tech is known for just being able to stay strictly in the state of Virginia for the most part and getting the majority of their recruits. Now, with this year, obviously, you know, a lot of the top 10 players in the state, you know, such as Percy Harvin, seem to be leaning out of state. So, you know, Tech is pretty much forced to go out of state this year, and, you know, I was kind of worried at the beginning of the recruiting season that, you know, maybe we'll take a little bit of step back with the program this year just because we're forced to go out of the state. But, you know, that's not been the case so far. Our coaches have met with a lot of success. And on paper right now, you know, I've got a big list of recruits right in front of me that I'm looking at. I've never looked at a Tech recruiting board and seen this many highly recruited players in here. And I think they've started well out of state, and I think they've got a really good chance to close well also.
Yeah, it's funny. I did a story just a couple weeks ago on the overwhelming number of Virginians on the roster now, and they do seem to be going a little bit more out of state this year, but I suspect in February there'll be a little more of that balance. It's interesting, yesterday before the press conference started at Virginia Tech, we were watching ESPN News, and they had their recruiting analyst on. I can't even think of the guy's name, but they were talking about the best receivers in the country, and they mentioned a couple guys, and we're sitting there watching going, you know, what the heck, where's Harvin? And it turns out they were going 5-1 instead of 1-5.
Right.
So their number 2 and then number 1 were Damon McDaniel and Percy Harvin of Lansdowne High. And the guy said, geez, you know, how'd you like to be Chris Beatty or a quarterback throwing to those guys? Now, they mentioned Virginia Tech as being one of McDaniel's schools. They did not include Virginia Tech with Harvin, and that's been the common thinking all along. Yet I keep hearing, and I talked to Chris Horn about this, I'm just wondering what you've heard. I keep hearing that Virginia Tech, you know, it's a long shot, it probably won't happen, but the Hokies are not totally out of the picture there yet.
They're absolutely not going to give up on Percy Harvin. You know, the consensus is he's the best, not only the best receiver in the country, but the best player in the country.
Rivals.com, you know, has him as number 1 right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's a big-time player, a 5-star recruit, you know, and, you know, as good as Virginia Tech is, they don't get a lot of players like that, and being from the state of Virginia, that they're certainly not going to give up on him. As much talent as Lansdowne puts out, it would be important to, you know, add another school like that to the pipeline, you know, like Highland Springs and Phoebus. Adding Lansdowne would really be beneficial to the future of Tech recruiting, so I don't think they're going to give up because of that. And also Harvin's, you know, just his immense talent. And it doesn't look like he's going to end up at Tech. It doesn't look like at this point that he's even going to take an official visit. But, you know, he's from the state of Virginia, and I think it's going to be difficult for him to stay over there in the Virginia Beach area when the Miami Hurricanes roll into town. And you get a player like that into campus when one of his favorites is Miami. And if he comes up here and watches the Hokies beat Miami, you know, that could go a long way in his perception of Virginia Tech. Because right now, I don't think he perceives Virginia Tech as one of those elite schools like Miami and Florida State and Florida and USC and those types. But getting him on campus for a visit and actually letting him watch the team in action and see how they stack up against a top-flight team like Miami could go a long way in his recruitment. Maybe we'll get an official visit. Maybe we'll make his top five. I don't know. But, you know, I don't think we have a chance to get him unless he comes up for the Miami game. So hopefully we'll see him on campus on November 5th.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you bring him. You're taking a little bit of a chance because you're also exposing him to one of your main competitors. But if you show him, and, you know, if that's his thinking, and I don't doubt you're wrong, you're right, but if that's his thinking, somebody, I mean, I understand USC. USC has been the dominant program for two seasons now and is so far this year. But, you know, Tech's beaten Miami 7 of the last 10, including the last two, once convincingly in Blacksburg, and then went to Miami last year and won to clinch the ACC title. So somebody who thinks those two programs aren't on at least equal footing really isn't paying too close of attention.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Especially, you know, you look at the game last year, and I saw Devin Hester on a punt return, and he's trying to break it up towards the sideline, and Nolan Burchett comes out of nowhere and just tackles him, you know. I mean, that's a defensive end chasing down one of the best athletes in the country, you know. So Tech is a fast team. You know, they're not layered in quite as much depth as, you know, the USC's and the Texas. But Tech, you know, you put them up there in terms of talent, they're probably, you know, up there in the top 10 or top 15 programs in the country. And when everything comes together, as far as team chemistry, getting the right players at the right positions, then they can beat anybody in the country. And you know, somebody like Harvin, I don't think quite realizes that, but if he comes and sees it in person, you know, you never know how far something like that can go.
All right, well, we're visiting with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com, subbing for Chris Horn and doing quite a fine job on the TechSideline.com recruiting report. Chris, hang tight through my first break, because when we come back, I want to talk to you. We're going to play Chris Coleman's wish list if you could fill out the remainder of the recruiting class. Not necessarily names, although that wouldn't hurt, but, you know, what kind of, where do you want to see Tech go in terms of position? Now, we've got a 9-player class so far, and I'm just going to read down the positions. This is not in order of the commitments. It's in order they're on in the printout I made. Got a wide receiver, a tight end, OL, DTOL, D end, LB, and two athletes, and receivers, backs, defensive backs. They can go either way. Now, Frank Beamer probably isn't going to call me, and he probably isn't going to call you, although he'd get better information if he did. But let's say he did. Chris, this is Frank. We got 9 players. We're going to get 11, 12 more. I'm trying to figure out, what positions do we need to make this a complete and thorough class? What would you tell them? It's your recruiting wish list.
Oh, goodness. There's so many choices here on this list that I look at. Like I said before, this is the deepest, most talented recruiting board that I've ever seen the Hokies have. You know, I think you got to start along the offensive line. The Hokies graduate four seniors this year, four pretty good players. And
at one point, all four were starting, right? Montgomery, Martin, yeah. Murphy, and Butler. And Butler may start Saturday.
Exactly. And, you know, all four, you know, good to, you know, fairly solid players there. And behind them right now, you know, very much unproven players behind them. So I think the Hokies are going to have to bring in a good offensive line class. They've already got Clark Crum and Bo Warren. Now, they're in on some really good players. Lou Eliads from the state of New Jersey is a big-time offensive line prospect. I believe Chris Horn has him as a 5-star player. I think most of the services have him a 4-star. If you look at the amount of interest in him, and I can certainly understand the 5-star rating that Chris Horn gives him, and I think Tech stands a really good chance at this point. You know, Kevin Rogers is on him, and Kevin Rogers is the most underrated recruiter on the Virginia Tech staff. There's an article written on Tech Sideline earlier in the summer, actually, about Kevin Rogers and his recruiting exploits up in the Northeast area of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and how he's doing a really good job.
Well, let me interrupt you right here, because that's an excellent point, and I want to second that. And, of course, you know, a little Tech Sideline trivia, you know, who's the guy he closed on? Who's the key player playing right now that, you know, he came in and finished that deal right as soon as he got there? Marcus Vick.
Exactly.
Yeah, so go ahead with what you were saying, but I just wanted to second the point you make about Kevin Rogers being a very understated and underrated recruiter.
And you also go down some more offensive linemen. Aaron Brown from the state of Ohio. Now, whoever thought the Hokies would go into the state of Ohio and pull out an offensive lineman recruit? We've already got Clark Crum from that state. Who would ever thought the Hokies would go in there and be this far, this much into the race with a guy like Aaron Brown, who I believe rivals races of the number 8 offensive tackle in the country. He's also listing Ohio State and Notre Dame. But right now, you know, the scuttlebutt on the recruiting services online are saying that he's a Tech lean. Now, he's going to announce his decision on October the 6th, I believe, in a press conference. And Tech is really high on his list. His dad has taken a very active part in his recruitment, and I hope you stand a really good chance to land Brown, who's a pretty big-time player. I don't think he's going to contribute right away. Looking at him on film, he reaches a little too much. He needs some better technique, but his upside is tremendous. Alex Stadler is the top lineman in the state of Virginia, a 4-star player. He came to the Georgia Tech game, rated his visit a 10. He grew up a Tech fan. Tech is listed among his favorites. You know, I wouldn't bet against the Hokies in the race for Stadler. So that's 3, 4, or 5-star offensive lineman recruits that Tech stands a really good chance of getting. And I think that's their number one priority this year. And you switch to the other side of the ball at defensive tackle, I think that's their second priority. They've already landed a commitment from Darrell Robertson from Liberty Bedford, and he, you know, he's a very good player, but they're also in on some very, very good players. Go back to Kevin Rogers again, Jared Odrick from the state of Pennsylvania. I believe he's rated the number 3 defensive tackle in the country. He came to the Georgia Tech game, enjoyed his visit. You know, some people are saying defensive end for him. Some people are saying defensive tackle. Well, he's listed at 6'5", 290 pounds. And unless he goes and plays in the 3-4, that's a defensive tackle to me. And I think Tech stands a good chance with him. Gerald McCoy, surprisingly, this past week announced that he was going to officially visit Virginia Tech. McCoy is a recruit from Oklahoma. Some consider him the number 1 defensive tackle in the country. And you talk about the Hokies going all the way out to Oklahoma and competing against teams like Texas and Oklahoma for recruits like this, and that says a whole lot. So there's a couple of defensive tackles that I would really like to get. You got a running back, LaShawn McCoy, is from Bishop McNevitt High School in Pennsylvania, big-time high school program up in that state. He's the number 1 running back in the country. So, like I said, there's a lot of talent the Hokies are recruiting this year. I would love to see the Hokies land McCoy. And also at running back, Brandon Miner from Verona High School over in Richmond, your area.
Yeah, I understand he's been hurt, but is still pretty well-regarded and pretty highly recruited.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. He has been injured. LaShawn McCoy, they just found out this past week, has a fracture in his leg and looks like he's going to miss the rest of the season. But apparently that hasn't impacted his recruitment at all. He's still going to basically choose wherever he wants to go. You know, if he has a scholarship offer from basically everybody, the Hokies can land either of those two guys, then that's a really nice running back class for them. All they need is one guy. Look at the talent they have coming back next year in Orr and Bell and Elon Lewis. Sean Moreno is also a choice, but it looks like he's favoring Georgia right now. Pick it up to defensive end. Brian Whitmore and John Graves are 2 big-time defensive end prospects from the state of Virginia. Graves may be a little more highly rated. Maybe I shouldn't say that. It's really, really close between the two. I saw Graves after the Georgia Tech game. He visited unofficially, and he's just a big guy. He looks like he's in a 2-deep for a college team right now. I have no idea how some of these high school players could even stay on the field with him. But it looks like right now he's going to go to UVA. I think his parents like UVA a little more because it's closer. They're kind of pushing him in that direction. So I think he's going to end up for Al Groh in Charlottesville next year. Whitmore looks like, you know, I think the Tech coaches think they stand a really good chance with Whitmore. And he would be a really nice addition to the defensive ends in Blacksburg. Jason Adjipong is a really intriguing prospect from the state of New Jersey. He's one of the top defensive ends in the country, and his top 2 teams right now are Virginia Tech and Rutgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little disparity there.
Yeah, that is. He seems to be really loyal to the in-state team, and the funny thing about him is he's basically cut off his recruitment here in the middle of the season. He wants to concentrate on his high school season. They have a chance, you know, to be a good team this year, and he wants to keep his focus on that. He's not taking very many calls from recruiters, and see some comments. I'm not even sure he's taken that many calls from coaches, which shows you how focused he is. And that's another reason I like him. You know, he's a team guy like that. I think he's the type of player that Bud Foster and Frank Beamer really like along their defense. He's that focused into his high school season when he's got Virginia Tech and a bunch of other big-time colleges beating down his door. I think that says a lot about him and his commitment to being a good football player. And at linebacker, now the Pokies already have a commitment from Nikos Brown, and they're in on some other big-time players, Navarro Bowman. Jarrell Miller's a guy from around Richmond through the Highland Springs area.
Another Highland Springs kid, exactly.
Yes, same high school as Macho Harris. And, you know, he's Virginia's kind of moved in because, you know, believe it or not, Virginia needs some linebackers right now. It seems like they're getting a commitment from linebacker, you know, every other week. But, you know, you look at Ahmad Brooks and his status, you know, right now he's been injured the entire season. If he leaves for the NFL, he could be a top 10 draft pick. They're kind of thin at inside linebacker, which is what Miller would play. So he's pretty interested in playing time there. But at the same time, Highland Springs is a pipeline to Tech. So I feel pretty good about Tech's chances there. And Brandon Spikes is another player that's gotten on Tech's radar recently. He's a player, another four-star linebacker, actually, and he's going to I believe he's going to visit Tech. And, you know, I don't think Tech stands the best chance in the world with Spikes, but just the fact that they're getting a visit from him says a lot, and you never know what could happen after a recruit visits Blacksburg.
You're exactly right there. Well, I tell you what, Chris, we're running out of time, but you have been an absolute fountain of information, and then the next time you sub for Chris Horn, we're going to continue this discussion because you've got a pretty good wish list build, and you have filled us in with some great information. I was concerned, you know, you bring the rookies up to the plate in a key situation. Maybe there's a little drop-off, but Horn needs to be wondering if he's been wildly pipped. Just kidding. Chris Horn is my main man on this, but you did a great job filling in on your first time. I appreciate you spending a little time on the Tech beat. And again, let me welcome you to TechSideline.com. I read your stuff regularly. I'm sure most of our listeners do. I've always said from the start of the show that you guys do an outstanding job on that website, and we appreciate your contributions to the TechSideline.com recruiting report.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, we'll have you on again, that's for sure. Beware, you will be back.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris Coleman, a young Tech grad and a new contributor to the Tech Beat. We are glad to have him here.